call it blood pudding or black pudding. Doesn't sound very good.
No, never heard of anybody doing anything with blood.
Mm-hmm. What about, talk about some dairy products, say milk. What kind of different,
well,
what would you do with the things from a cow? What
well,
kind of
I well, used to, we had one or two cows. And the manservant milked them and brought them in. And we had, we put them in a churn, you know, and let it clap overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were ready to churn next day. Now later I had an electric churn, but back then, yes. Sure and little, I didn't have this old-fashioned up-and-down churn.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the greatest punishment you'd give them
to
make
to
one churn churn. But we'd have a churn and we would make butter from the top of it, you know, when it to the butter came. Make nice butter and you worked all the milk out of it and then poured water on it and worked that out of it to get it tasting good. Then you put salt in it and you formed it in a mold. You'd have a mold that made it look pretty, you know. Mold, and I got some little individual molds that I picked up. I was going to have company that looked pretty on the little plates. I learned pretty much about milk and butter during the Depression. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
When the Depression hit us and money was scarce, I had those two calves. And this colored man milked the calves. And then his wife was my cook and she had me. But I sold up to neighbors milk back then. I don't know whether I ever had any butter sale, but I know the little boy had to take the milk to buy and he didn't like it a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I did sell some milk and butter during those Depression years. And I remember every bit, now the trick in it was that my husband fed the animals. It wasn't, I didn't have to pay for that. And so whatever I sold was profit, of course. The whole thing
yeah.
was profit. He
had
the servants.
Of course you had to work.
He had the servants and he fed the cows, of course. But the trick in making money was that I didn't have an expense. So I put it in the college fund. And when my daughter, the first one, was ready to go to Agnes Scott, that was her spending money. I kept that separate, you know, that
mm-hmm.
cow money.
Cow money.
That cow money. So for I don't know how long, some months and all, maybe a year, I did sell.
Did you ever do anything else with the milk?
No, some people like clabber. They like to just let it clabber and eat
mm-hmm.
clabber. Never like that.
Mm-hmm.
No, all we did, we make nice boiled custard, of course. We used it in cooking, just a lot of milk.
Mm-hmm.
And we made boiled custard, a homemade ice cream with boiled custard with the milk. We did that quite frequently. In the summertime, had the old turning kind of refrigerator, you know. I don't mean refrigerator, freezer. But we made the ice cream in, you know.
Suppose you wanted to get some of the impurities out of milk, of course, if there's something in it, you want to pour it through something, how would you?
The only way it would be to cook it, if you thought it was any impurity, and you strained your milk, of course, when it first came to the house.
Mm-hmm.
You had a rye strainer, and then you put a soft, clean cloth in it, in the rye strainer, so it really was strained twice. And you pulled your milk through there, just as regular as it came in, from the cow. And strain through a strainer with its fine strainer and then have a cloth on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Your milk cloth, you always kept them clean, and boiled out and fresh and all.
What else did you drink?
We drank coffee and iced tea.